Hi guys. So breaking generational curses is not easy. And I wanted to share my story with you guys because God just basically gave me like a revelation about my story. And so one of the reasons why my previous relationship with my daughter's father didn't work out is because one day, God basically revealed to me, had I stayed or if I stayed in that relationship, my daughter's future would be like my past childhood. And so I made a decision that I didn't want to be there anymore. And that was like one of the hardest things that I had to do. But as God was revealing to me today, was that around the time that my daughter turned 2 years old, her father ended up, I already spoke about this before, but he was in another relationship and he ended up moving down south with his new relationship. And God revealed to me that if I would have stayed, my daughter would have been 2 years old, or she was 2 years old when he left, and then they went down south. Well, when my mom was with my father, they got married or whatever. And when I was 2 years old, they moved down south to Georgia. So now I know. My mom can tell her own story if she want to tell her story, but I know for me, at that moment in time, while I was dating my ex, because we broke up before she was two, but either way, I was unhappy in my relationship. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure, but my mom may have been unhappy in her relationship, but she would have to tell her own story. And so what I'm saying is, breaking generational curses is not always easy. Sometimes you want things to work out, or you want it to be in that relationship, or you want your family to be whole, or you want something. But in order to break a generational curse, you may have to do something that you don't really want to do. I didn't want to break up, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I wanted my daughter, my lifelong dream, it was to have a family ever since I was a child. I spoke about this before. And so at the end of the day, I'm feeling like this is my moment. But in all actuality, it wasn't my moment because he wasn't the person that God intended for me to be with. It was the hardest thing that I had to do in my life. Like, this is my chance. Like, dude, we didn't spend all these years, like over a decade together. You should be my husband, if anything, and we have a kid together, and now I have to break this off so that my daughter won't have her future, won't be my past, won't be my childhood. Breaking generational curses is not easy, but it's necessary. And a lot of times I realize now the narrative would be like, people say certain things about single mothers and all this other stuff. For me, it wasn't my choice to sit up there and be a single mom. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't my choice. I wanted to be married to this person. It just didn't work out. And in order to save my daughter's future, I had to break that off. And unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, I became a single mother. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't take it back because my daughter deserves a great future. She deserves to be happy. She deserves to be able to dance and live free and not have people controlling her every move. So at the end of the day, if I had to break that off in order for myself and my daughter to be happy, then that's what it takes. And that's how it is with us with breaking generational curses. It's not always, it's never like, something that you really want to do. But in order for you to live the life that God has chosen for you, you have to be a generational curse breaker and you have to go a different route than what anybody else maybe expects. So I would give the encouragement to anyone for whatever sake, whether it's your child's, whether it's your life or whatever, don't feel bad if you have to walk away from something that you once wanted or you always wanted. Because you have to realize if you're walking away from it, God has better. And I can say this because, I'm transparent. Like last night, my daughter was sitting up there and she was like, "Mommy and Daddy," I'm like, "Hey. Hey, no, you do have a dad, but God will send another one. I don't know, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I had to let her know as much as I could tell her because, you guys know my daughter's situation. Like, hey, you have a dad, but mommy and daddy are not together. And sometimes it does hurt having that conversation, but it is necessary. And for any single mothers out there and who have probably been in the same situation that I have been, you're not wrong. You did what you had to do for your child. And when God wakes you up to let you know that this person was not for you or they're not for your future, you have to walk away. No matter how bad it hurts, you know that if God is telling you to walk away, there is better. And if you have to heal through that process, because that's what you already know, you guys know that's what I'm doing. Heal through that process. Do what you have to do because what God has is better on the other side. And it's better to basically heal properly than to go back to what's familiar and hurt even more. So I hope that this video encouraged you guys in some way, shape, form, or another. Love you guys.